All right, I'm Mo.
And I'm J.O.
You're listening to Mojo and the Outsiders podcast.
Hey guys, on this episode, we're going to talk about the Rocky Mountain Toyota Roundup and all the fun things we did there.
Actually, kind of back half, really. We're going to catch up on the content trail ride. We've got Chris and Drew, Grant tagging along for this episode as well. It's kind of a part two, but we'll dive right in. I mean, Drew, Chris, you guys kind of came up to meet us after we had gotten off Black Bear. Met us, what, I don't know how long y'all had to wait for us in Telluride.
Yeah, maybe an hour or so. Gave us some time to check out the town and get some coffee, hang out, took some pictures, sent back to mom. It was good.
I mean, it's pretty picturesque too, you know, kind of tucked in that valley. You've got Black Bear Pass at the end of the road, end of the street, you know, the waterfall kind of overlooking it. Super cool vibe. We had just had the best time coming down Black Bear. And then, you know, you kind of jumped in with us at lunch with the whole crew, which we absolutely love. Thanks to everyone who comes to the meals afterwards, you know.
Yeah, and it's kind of, this is the second time this happened, but it's kind of a tradition now, I would say.
Oh, I hope it continues, right?
Yeah, after, last trail, leading everybody down, and we invite the group to go to
Brown Dog Pizza.
So that was sweet. We had the whole crew there. Good discussions.
I mean, yeah, it was great. A lot of fun.
So good. The pizza is the best,
man. Well, it's fun. Everybody's got the stoke of coming down the trail, you know, and they carry that over to lunch, and so the vibes are high. Telluride was putting on a show for us. Beautiful weather when we got down there. And then basically went back to Ridgeway. Went back for the final day of the show, the wrap-up event.
The party, the big party.
Grant got up there on stage, put on a show, let everybody know what we do, how we're doing it. Super cool to see. And then Chris had the new swing on the LC250, and that was cool to gauge real-life reaction from people that have never seen anything like it before, you know. It was cool. I mean, you had people,
I mean, I think at one point we had 50 or 60 staring at it and looking at it and using it, and it was very impressive to see the reactions.
Yeah,
that we're onto something from a development standpoint, so really cool, you know. And then having the people just talk about the Land Cruiser in general, just how they're like, man, this is our favorite vehicle here.
Yeah,
and hearing that's pretty cool.
And this was the first time the Land Cruiser. So we just finished like the wrap and like everything on it for show season or whatever. So, yeah, Chris coming up, you know, brand new, spanking clean, looking awesome, and
all the backwoods goodies on it.
Yeah, of course it's gonna attract attention. So
pre dirt.
Yeah.
Say that.
Yeah. Right, nice, still black, not quicksand.
Yeah.
Well, and it's funny because I remember someone walked up to me. And yeah, and there were a few other 250s there, and one guy walked up and he said, "Yeah," he said, "I had my favorite 250 picked out here." He said, "But when this one showed up," he said, "this is now my favorite one here." And I mean, it showed. I it felt like we had like a little last minute secret weapon that we were sprinkling in.
Oh yeah,
it was awesome.
You know, a little curveball there, late inning, but I mean, it was sweet. Like I said, just to get that real world reaction, you know. Up close and personal, you know, people are able to touch it. And then we put it through kind of its paces over the weekend, you know. And, I mean, it just rocks all weekend long, you know. 35-inch tire, our new adventure box on the rear. I mean, filled with stuff. I know we have the Morflake kits in it, some air, some chalk and blocks and everything like that. And it seemed to hold up fine.
Yeah. I've said it a million times, but finally we got all the trucks together. And, you know, shooting all the content and everything like we did the next week, man, just having them cohesive, it was the coolest thing.
Yep. Oh, man, it was so, so good to have them all together. I mean, they look so good together, you know. The wraps all look amazing. All the products look amazing. You can tell, you know, the Tacoma's getting close to the finish line, you know, with everything we're going to have set for it and starting to see what the LC's coming out with. You know, it's like, man, I'm always excited with what we're doing, with what the Brainiacs up front are coming up with.
Right.
Chris, what was your opinion as far as that rear swing and the box? Did you enjoy the box? Did it seem to be super handy for you?
Oh, I think the box was a hit for me. Just the, you know, throwing muck boots in there, throwing anything that just kind of dirty you don't want to put in the vehicle so much, you know, or in, and keeping all your extra gear that, you know, the air compressor, the hoses, the stuff like that, that you may not have room for in the vehicle itself. Like, it really helped. And then the accessibility. So like the rear hatch still opens. So the window would open. And then if you pulled the swing outs out, of course, the whole rear door opens. But it was just so usable, just very functional.
I mean, yeah. It was rad. Like I said, just watching people. I mean, a lot of folks thought it was a bumper, you know.
Yeah.
And for those that don't know, yeah, this is a prototype, like a hitch carrier. So we're thinking about doing something like that. And this was the best place to test it.
Yeah.
You know, customer feedback too, like at the show, obviously, but on the trail.
Right.
It crushed.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, from a product standpoint, I'm sold after using it. Like, and just seeing the reaction, the, you know, and it can go in any vehicle. That's the cool part about it. It's very universal. As long as you have a hitch, it'll mount in there. And I think it's going to be a huge piece for us moving forward.
Well, I think that was the cool part is you see some where you can carry a tire or put a box, you know, but you can't do both, you know, and us being able to have the option to carry, you know, Jerry's or a tire or a box and Jerry's, you know, so many mounting options and stuff to fit people's needs, you know, still haul a bike carrier as well. So it's like, I'm excited for it, like I said, to get it out there and test it for, 5 days, 6 days down dirt roads, up over passes. It's like, dude, it just rocked.
Yeah.
And real quick, at that party, Drew, you got to test out your truck.
The right?
Your mini RC, man.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, dude. That thing is so cool. That Tacoma.
Well, it's a head turner just like the rest of the fleet. It's just in, what, 10th scale, 8th scale, whatever.
Yeah. Exact copy of our last show truck.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you had all kinds of boys around you wanting to drive it too. Yeah. You were like you know, I'm gonna stay outside with the kids. I'm like, okay, it's
right.
You guys have fun.
Right. Gravel lot, RC's going. I mean, and that's what this event about, you know. It's always, we've said it before, it's not the biggest event, but man, the people coming together, you know, over this unique hobby we have, you know, is so cool to see. Yeah. You know, from kids to, you know, not kids, you know, everybody's out there having the best time.
Drew, other than our backwoods trucks, did you have a favorite vehicle there?
I don't think so.
Just ours just took over all of it, huh?
You think our trucks were the best?
Yes.
Yeah, of our trucks, what's your favorite?
Which is your favorite?
Ours.
The Land Cruiser?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Chris would say the same.
I'm sold. Like, right? I'm 100% bought in on this Land Cruiser. I little skeptical on the front end of the power, the, you know, functionality of it. Coming from, I have a big truck and have tons of power and have, you know, have had cars that, you know, I'm love to drive fast when I can.
Yeah.
And so, like, I was just a little concerned with it, but especially when you start putting weight on it too, like, what's the car going to do? How's it going to handle? But driving it cross country on the auto drive feature, you can't beat that. Dude,
for a Toyota, right?
Right. Toyota, so nuts. And it has, you know, just everything you can imagine on that vehicle. And it's just, I felt a lot more confident going up the mountains and any trail, you know, you guys were 3-point turning every time, making moves. And I'm just like, just making all the curves.
Short wheel, you're nimble.
Short wheel base. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Never hit the bottom like I thought, like on the back end, especially. So like coming out of some of those spots we were in, I was really surprised that the hitch carrier never touched.
That's awesome.
Same. Like, that's like a huge testament to the product too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's a little more clearance. You're not sacrificing that ground clearance, you know, to add a hitch carrier, you know, or really getting into that departure angle or anything like that, you know. But same, I was able to have you pretty close to me in the group the whole time. And man, it looked like it stayed planted every time, went wherever you pointed it. And it, you know, same, I noticed him, you know, 1 point in these turns every time. You know, it's like, gosh, man, look at him just one time, wrap it around the bend.
Yeah. So maybe let's start talking about day one, kind of how the gang's together.
So we camped just outside of Ouray after the show. You know, we left there pretty late night. I think the sun had gone down, but we get to our camp and we're laying out kind of how beautiful it is around us, you know, and then it was, you know, morning by the time y'all kind of got to see it and everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just outside your, you know.
Well, there's deer all the way around in our campsite, right? Oh. Yeah. That's the first thing that greeted us.
Well, the drive up, I'm talking to Morgan on the phone, and, you know, you're like, do you want the easy way or the hard way?
Yeah.
And that was my first, you know, pitch black. Oh, we're going to go, you know, mountain climbing in this brand new vehicle.
Yeah.
What do we expect?
Yeah.
And of course you took me up the hard way.
Yeah.
And
well, I knew, I asked, he didn't give me a straight answer, but I knew I could read between the lines what he wanted to do.
You know, I'm always game. I'm always game for the hard stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's
the biggest challenge.
It was fun too. Like it was the same, you know, it's like, man, you want to put these people in these situations to see how they do, how the vehicles respond, how they respond in a safe surrounding, right? You know, so yeah. Like that's the part that's so good is, you know, you've got me in front of Chris, you've got Grant and J.O. behind Chris. So it's like, it's such a safe environment to like get there. Even though he's just now getting there, man, putting his truck through the paces, getting a four low, kind of figure out navigating some lines and everything like that. So it was super cool to kind of go up there, kind of give you a taste of what, you know, the weekend's going to have in store, you know?
I mean, and it was that first truck's real four wheel drive moment, even though it's full time four wheel drive. It's real off-road moment was, we're just going to jump right in and just see how it handles. And it did great.
And you did really well too. You know, generally when people kind of first start, you know, off-roading, they have a hard time keeping their throttle steady, you know? And that was one... Yeah, and that was one thing I noticed because I was, I think, behind you, and I didn't see any of those, like, real, you know,
that hard wheel bumps spin, or, hard hits, big step ups. Yeah.
Well, I'd say I love driving everything. So, I mean, airplanes are on the mix too. I'm confident in my skills and doing about anything. So, just, you know, once I kind of get used to it, and that's having the vehicle for a little bit also is like you know its tendencies, and the trucks do handle a little differently as far as the gas pedal. This thing's really smooth, the Land Cruiser is, so it's really easy just to kind of know where to keep it.
When you touched on it, you know, it's like that driving it, you know, you start to figure out the size of the vehicle, where your corners are at, and stuff like that. Even though you can't see outside, you get a good gauge of, you know, where the vehicle's at, what it's doing, where the rear tires are before they step up onto an obstacle. Some of that cool stuff, you know. So, I mean, that was fun. I totally forgot about that. And that was definitely rad. But I mean, fairly chill at camp. Woke up the next morning, kind of had a free day, right? Like we were meeting Caleb Baker out there, Baker Overland. If y'all don't follow him,
yeah. So by the way, this whole trip has been filmed by Caleb.
You'll see on YouTube.
Yeah, it is going to be a banger video. Like absolutely. We are excited. We've seen some little teasers, and it is killer. So.
Yeah. Super great clip, but I mean, not meeting him till Sunday. We had Saturday free.
Yeah.
Idle hands, right? We didn't want to sit around the campsite, so we had talked to our buddy Nick, who had run a different trail while we were at Rocky Mountain Toyota Roundup, and he'd kind of turned us on to this Corkscrew Pass, California Pass, or Corkscrew Gulch.
California Pass at the
California
top.
California Pass at the top.
Yep.
And man, oh man, absolutely.
She was beautiful. Pretty.
Yeah, I kind of want to hear you, Chris. Like, to me, that was one of the most beautiful passes I've ever done in Colorado. And I've been doing this for a while.
Yeah,
and same. So for you to go to that.
Well, just the change of terrain. So I feel like the first part reminded me of Arkansas or somewhat of a, you know, forest trail, you know, your switchbacks and you're climbing that way. And then as we got up to the top, it turns into more rock and you're kind of up into the mountain at that point. But I remember the first glimpse of getting up to the top of that first little pass we went to, and we all parked the trucks up, and then I just couldn't stop smiling.
Like, dude, I was just like, can't. Yeah.
It was just so much fun. And then just trying to, you know, see all the trucks together, what we just did. That's like the first like intro to the trip, and you're just like, you feel like you just accomplished something great. Although we just got started, so I was like, ooh, "This is going to be a fun week."
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely! You know, I thought the same. I had, you know, been doing it like Grant, been doing it for a few years, and been out to Colorado a couple times, and some of those views that you get from that pass are pretty tough to beat. You know, like I mean, just beautiful from kind of start to finish, you know, starting to climb up the backside, I guess, of what's Corkscrew Gulch, how that landscape kind of changes to just all that red and brown. I don't even know if it's dirt or whatever is coming off the hill, rock, shell, but
Dust tornadoes come off the hill.
Right. The dust tornadoes follow Grant the entire time.
Dude, yeah.
Always the pretty ones.
Well, same color truck.
I was going to say, your truck just like attracts the dust.
Yeah. I mean, we turn those switchbacks and every time you'd see one of them dust devils just spin up right near Grant's truck.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't beat it, but it was funny because it was so windy on that side of the pass. And then we kind of get up to the top, a little wind. Then you kind of get down in the valley. You know, you can kind of tell where the wind blows, when the mountains block it and everything like that. But, I mean, absolutely epic, you know. And then went to, made our way down to up California Pass. Saw Lake Como for the first time. And it's absolutely beautiful. Big alpine lake. We'll insert picture now.
Yeah, right.
I mean, just your first glimpse as you come over, like you crest that mountain, mm-hmm. and you're just looking down, and you're like, "Wow, that's just beautiful."
Well, it's and I don't know if it's one of the higher passes, but I mean, I think we were almost 13,000 feet.
It's like 12,900 something.
Yeah,
you like know, that, yeah. at California Pass, and if you walk up that little walkout spot, man, it feels like you could see Springdale from where we were.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you were above everything.
At first, we were trying to guess how far we could see.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'll have to look on a map to see if just, but you feel like you could see forever.
Yeah. And 360 views, too. Oh, it's not just one little section. I mean,
you can see nothing blocking anything. When you're that far up, you definitely can see what seems like the world, man, from there.
And yeah.
Walking at that height, right?
Yeah.
You know, like,
oh, you're huffing and puffing just walking 50 yards trying to get up to the top and
barely uphill. Man, you figure it out. It's like you just walk in slow motion, man. Everything's paced.
Man, and we talked about this separately too, but it's like doing it by yourself or with your buddy is fun, but like bringing other people who have never done it or just like your buddies around you, like you can't take that experience home and try to tell them about it.
Right.
No. It's not possible. Yeah. You have to experience
it. You have to see it.
Oh my gosh. It was so much fun like watching you guys and just watching us together.
Well, that energy is like contagious, you know?
Yeah.
And so like that newness of them seeing it, even though you may have seen it multiple times, like you're able to ride that energy and live in that stoke, you know, that excitement because it brings back that memories of when you saw it for the first time. You know, not that you just get like numb to the fact of seeing these, you know, but like we've been over them a few times and to be able to experience it with new people kind of reminds you how amazing of a place it is and what we're really looking at. So
I absolutely love it.
Yeah. Same, right? You know, all the time. That's what those folks just came by. That's what I was just trying to talk them into going to Colorado with me in September.
Yeah.
You know, really twisting arms. Right?
Yeah. Right.
It's like you don't have to do much, but I mean, absolutely perfect. And then, I mean, went down to what? After there, we went to Animas Forks. Got to see the ghost town, walk around the ghost town, which is super cool. Same, you know, it probably one of the more famous places out there just because of all the mining history, but. Dude, very, very easy on the eyes. Cool to step back in what some of these houses that were built in the 1900s.
Early 1900s. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Animas Forks is, you know, definitely one of my favorite, you know, places that we went to. And I started looking up some of the history. And I think the town was established in like 1873. But I read on there, I guess 10 years before they established the town, they were up there, you know, basically fighting off the Ute tribe or Ute tribe or however it's pronounced, which to me was wild because I was like, dang, so during the Civil War, these people were not fighting the Civil War. They were up here fighting their own little fight. You know?
Right.
And
yeah.
It's just, man, it's shocking that town is that old.
Yeah.
And it's still there.
And it's that remote. Also,
yes.
That's what you don't realize. Like, that is a remote trip to get up there. I mean, it's
a long way by car, right?
Yeah. I mean, if they're walking or have horses, think about how long it is just to Silverton to get back to that spot. It was a good 30-45 minute drive for us. Going pretty fast.
Yeah. It's like
by car.
Yeah, like any of those passes, I'm like, man, like it's a challenge doing these in a vehicle with a motor on it with you know, pretty good suspension. It's like, dude, can you imagine doing it in a covered wagon? You know,
right.
Like,
by ski and snowshoe is the move.
I read a story. Yeah, it said like some mailman died. He was like found in a blizzard or something, and he delivered mail to that town on skis.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
And we complain about the dumbest little things now. You know?
Right,
like,
right.
Good lord, they're crazy.
Right. Well, they need their mail. I gotta go. Right.
Yeah.
That's where it all started. Right. Rain, sleet, snow. even to Animus Forks, man, they're going to make their deliveries.
Yeah.
But I mean, super cool from there. I think we went back to the same campsite the night after. Yeah, we did.
We did.
We met Caleb and Jordan, a good buddy of ours from down here, Arkansas, went up there and joined us. So good to get to camp with them, hang out, kind of tell them the awesome stuff we saw. And, you know, right then, it's funny because in my head I'd made this plan. I'd laid out this whole route. And just like every time, you know, you lay out a plan, lay out a route, you may as well throw it out the window.
Because, yeah,
dude, we followed not much of it. The camping, we did hit the camp spots. Didn't get all the trails we had intended. But, I mean, once we saw that Caleb was there, I mean, like I said, I think – what he's going to show on video will make sense of why we went back to what we did. Yeah. And
that was also the night the wives flew in.
Yep.
So the full party, everything officially started, I guess, that night, late that night.
Yeah.
I forget about that. I forget my days, man. Blend together. Right?
Yeah.
But it.
Yeah, you guys didn't get back to like 10:30 or so.
Yeah.
And we were all huddled around the campfire trying to stay warm. Because it was a little chilly that night,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it was. Well, thank you, Hal, for the fire, by the way.
You know, it's like, Colorado is so different for summer, right? Like, it's like, man, bring some winter clothes, bring some summer clothes, because you'll need all those things
in the same day.
Yeah.
You may need a hoodie. You may need a light jacket. You may be in shorts. You may be in pants. You may take a cold plunge.
That's right.
You know? Well, if you're Mo, you just change underwear and you wear the same clothes.
That's facts. That's facts. Dude, up until my wife showed up, I had a great thing going. I had a great thing going. Efficient.
That plaid shirt, right?
Dude, I saw it too. I washed it. I almost wore it today for the podcast. I really should have, so that Tim could recognize me if he ever watches. He'd be like, I remember him. I remember that shirt.
Yeah.
But that was good. They were obviously excited. I mean, I know it was probably same as you, right? I know the week we were gone for the show, I know it was hot down here. My wife was excited to get up there and cool off, you know, and all of a sudden you need hoodies and you're sleeping good because it's 40s, 50s outside. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like that part was good. But, I mean, day two, right? Wake up.
Basically ran it back.
Yeah. Took our time.
With everybody. For
the most part, yeah.
And found there's a beautiful campsite out there just outside the state park, just outside Silverton. It's a campsite I've been going to for a while, and I took all of them to it this year for the first time. And, it's absolutely beautiful. We'll put more shots of it in here somewhere right now. Yeah. But that campsite was the best time. We had two dudes that, beyond friendly, let us camp beside them. Let us kind of take most of their spot, do like an 80-20 split, even though they were there first. And then here comes the fun part, dude. Chris is jazzed about getting some workout in. So,
yeah, dude, absolutely.
He's got a regimen. He's got to keep up with it.
Yeah, we start laying it out, man. And here we go, man. And we start setting some stations up and everything. Next thing I know, Drew's got the camera, and he's chasing me like I'm a suspect on foot at one point. You know, like, he's like running me down here at the creek. I turn around, and there he is, man, back with me. So it's like, I know he got some exercise in. Every one of us, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard to shake loose and want that activity, you know, after being so lax for so many days. But I know every one of us felt good after, like,
what the elevation, though. I mean, we were at 10.
Woof. 10-5.
10-5.
10-5?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, walking around filming is, like, a lot.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Dude, Chris got us awesome.
Yeah, and that
CrossFit action.
Yeah, the workout our trainer set up for us, and, I mean, I thought it was great. Like, it was set up right, and...
Yeah, the equipment, where we were, you find me a prettier gym and I'll go check that one out.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't think it gets much prettier than where we camped that day. It was pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
Dude, absolutely epic. And then every one of us, you know, stuck it out, man, got through it. Thank goodness, you know.
It was rough.
Well, we can't talk about this conversation either about you telling how the negotiation went with the neighbors.
Oh, man. So me and Chris, we pull up there early. We'd kind of, you know, since we had run day two back from day one, we had kind of bypassed Animus Forks and went to Silverton so we get groceries for camp that night, get out and lock in our campsite with Eat while they were checking out Animus Forks. Grant's wife had never been there, nor J.O., so we wanted them to have all the time they wanted. Like I said, super cool place. But we get to this campground, and it's never been just like packed to the gills. But dude, we top the hill, and I immediately know, man, we're gonna have a little bit of work cut out for us to find a spot. And we pull through and do our homework and make the valiant effort to look for our own spot, man. Because I had stopped at these guys as we'd come in, and I was like, we'll do a full lap, and then we'll come back, hit them up. We can't find a thing. And come back to them, and I go, man, guys, do y'all mind if we camp with y'all? I got like, you know, I tell them everything. It's not like I blindsided them with four more rigs showing up. They knew all that was going to happen. But I did tell them. I did tell them that we were super chill and we're not very loud.
You did play it down. Like, nothing was, you know, we weren't going to do a huge workout right in the middle of the whole campsite. No,
we didn't say that.
We didn't warn them at all.
No. 30 minutes of everybody being there. Dude, here we go, man. Music comes out, man. Yep. We got axes out. We've got some.
We're flipping tires.
Tire flips.
Flipping the 37.
Dr. Dre, Paul Wall bumping in the
back. That's right.
I mean, the most anti-chill.
Yeah.
But hats off to him. Not one word was said. We offered him tacos after, you know, we finished our thing. But, I mean, the coolest part, I think, was the workout was fun. But all of us going over to that stream.
The cold plunge. Wet,
the cold plunge. Ooh. That was the thing, you know.
Like, natural runoff.
I mean, straight off the mountain, too. Yeah. Like, those two waterfalls coming down like that, that was epic. And you're like, you're jumping right in that water. And it was
clear.
Every bit as clear and cold as you expect it to be.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, man. So cold. I mean, but same. It's just like the workout. Thankful when you're done, right?
Yeah.
Feel good about it. Oh, check the box.
Feel like $1 million.
Yeah.
Well, and I know we were at, I think it was like right at 11,000 feet. And man, I'll tell you, like, seriously, that was the coldest water I've ever experienced ever. I got out of there and it felt like needles were just like sticking in the best way possible, by the way. But like, we're just like stabbing me. Yeah, like an acupuncture just in my back the entire time. Man, but I've like Mo said, I mean, I felt incredible after.
Right.
Well,
and
same.
And Drew did it too.
Yeah, I was saying Drew got in on it.
He's a champion.
He jumped in with us every day. He was a trooper. And then, dude, we let Drew pick the next day.
What do we do, Drew?
Fly fish.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We went down to Riggs, did some fishing. We're going to have to take a time out because J.O.'s belly's hurting.
Commercial break real quick.
So you call out fishing is what we decided to do next. We went down to the fly shop, kind of got everybody some licenses, some 10 car rods, goodies, maybe a new hat. And then we went out to the reservoir where we had kind of spent our first few days, ran up and down the creek. You know, what'd you think of that spot?
It was pretty good. Not that bad.
Not that bad at all. What'd you think of the fishing? Did you have fun doing it?
Yeah.
Took us a sec to trick one to getting on the end of the line, but we got one, right?
Yep.
I mean, I thought you did absolutely amazing, toughing it out, everything like that. But, I mean, what'd you think running up and down the stream? Cold water, right?
Yes.
You know what that means. Another cold plunge going to happen.
Yep.
Huh? All right, Drew, I got to know. Who was the best fisherman there?
This guy.
Grant.
Whoa! Curveball. I mean, by numbers, yes, he did catch more.
Okay, who was the worst fisherman on the trip?
Mo.
Great. Whoa. Dang, Heartbreak City.
Is that because he lost his rod?
Well, definitely the worst at taking care of his gear. lessons learned. Well, next time we go back, I'm going to one-up Grant just so I can have him trade places with me.
All right.
He can Let's go from do best it. To worst.
Yeah.
I did buy a rod and cut. Four that day, maybe was it five? Maybe.
That's a 10 car away. If y'all have never thought about a 10 car or fly rod on these Colorado Simple. Trips, these Western trips, like I can't think of anything better to carry. You know, it's not as long as a traditional rod. I mean, everybody's able to use it. You know, we got Drew set up with one.
Yep.
I mean, he was able to bang them out. You not really fisher guy,
dude. 0%
guy.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, man.
Zero fisher guy led the pack.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
All of a sudden, the best. Yep. But, I mean, ton of fun, right? And then, went back to camp, I'm trying to think what we did. We got some s'mores. Little chocolate debate.
We got to have Drew talk about the chocolate.
Yeah.
Tell everybody about the chocolate.
Best chocolate. What's the best chocolate?
Feastables.
Feastables. See, milk I didn't know about this.
Chocolate or dark?
Milk chocolate.
Yeah. Milk chocolate.
Dark
chocolate.
Peanut butter.
With peanut butter.
Whoa, I didn't even know that was an option.
I didn't know dark chocolate was an option. Come on, Mo, you nasty.
Nah, don't be getting into that.
It tastes weird. A lot.
We ended up getting the s'mores out. We got to do a Hershey's Feastables and is it?
No, it's not. No, don't be crossing it.
Feastables?
Hershey's
Feastables Challenge.
Challenge, yeah.
Yeah.
And Drew, what is your choice?
Feastables.
He's a Feastables fan.
That's the way of the world right now. I always start Hershey's.
I was gonna say Mo said he's a Hershey's guy.
I know. I really think.
You're 0-2 right now.
I know, man. This shows the age gap here, right? It's like, yeah. Tell me I'm out of touch without telling me I'm
but
out of touch.
But is it better?
Man, I gotta say, yeah. Like, I've just had Hershey's since I was your age. So, man, I hope Feastables make the long run. You know. If a Feastable start making kisses, I'll try.
See, you got him.
Yeah.
You got him hooked.
We were talking about something that Drew wants to plant you with some more Feastables to try to convert you.
Dude, I love it.
Into the today world.
Yeah. The good news is I will not reject chocolate. Like, you know, Feastables, you know, I mean, I'd even need Three Musketeers, you know, like, and it would be like a, you know, uncrustable chocolate, essentially.
Drew, we need to figure out a way to make an uncrustable with Feastables.
That's what Jordan said.
Let's do it. All you
would think they'd get together on that.
Yeah. Well, collab. I think what you can do, because I've of course, you know, me being an Uncrustables guy, I've watched videos. You can get a chocolate bar and put it between two pieces of bread and just like stamp it with like one of those circular cut things.
Yeah.
We should try it. We'll try it.
I'll try it.
He doesn't like the crust on an Uncrustable.
Yeah.
Who I like to dog him.
That's
for
what I was like. I don't think they fixed anything. You know, it's like there's still crust on it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this fixed nothing, you know, to me. But I'm down. I'm down to eat all the Feastables that ever want to show up. But same, I'll try and convert you to a Hershey's guy too.
I'll see if you'll try like the other flavors of Feastables.
Well, I didn't even know there was a peanut butter one, so that's new.
I think this is a new challenge here between the two.
Yes. Yes. Who's gonna convert?
There's like sea salt. There's like a bunch of other kinds.
I'm interested. Like I said, the chocolate peanut butter is really tugging at my heartstrings. This sounds like a Reese's cup. You know, is what I keep thinking. But in candy
they made a Reese's Pieces.
With
Feastables.
They're already two steps ahead of me.
All right.
I'm way
out. I know what's going to show up next, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Drew.
Make a store run.
Tell them about the greatest Uncrustable you've ever had at camp.
Probably. I'm not that.
Was
like,
it the toasted one on the scottle?
Probably.
For the toasted one that Jordan got all over.
Yeah. I did.
Yeah.
He wore it.
Wearing it is Uncrustable.
Well, I always toast Uncrustables on scottles. It always just makes it so much better. But I completely forgot about how big of a mess it makes. And I remember Caleb told me, he said, "Hey, Joe, after you get done with that Uncrustable, I want to have you come over and I'm going to film some stuff, you know, on the box." So, okay. Man, I take one big bite out of this Uncrustable.
Explosion.
Explodes all over my face, all over my shirt. Caleb goes, "Well, I was going to have you on video, but now it looks like you have poop all over your face."
Yeah. So these were filled with Nutella, if you didn't know. It's not the PB&J one. So
yeah.
Yeah, dude, I was dying laughing. I mean,
it was a runner.
J.O. turned to me, and he's like, "Hey, man, you want one?" He's like all over him. I'm like, I mean, I did.
Right. I didn't even notice it. Like, seriously, like, for whatever reason, this beard just, like, traps everything, and I had no idea it was all over my face, but...
They were amazing,
I will say they're amazing.
Dude, it was dynamite. I mean, that was fun. That was such a fun spot, you know. We had some good camp spots, you know. Like, that one was fun. We had Katie Moore out of nowhere ducked into that campsite, you know, middle of nowhere, but... I didn't think we were gonna do the cold plunge that day. Next thing you know, man, here y'all come in swim trunks, both Chris and Drew, ready to get wet.
Have to do it. There's a chance. Yeah.
I almost slipped on one of the rocks when we were still fishing.
Dude, they are very slippery. Yes.
All round. I mean, they're so round.
I'm like a cold chocolate guy. I don't like it melted. I like it like just... Because it's like when it's melted, you can't really get that like crunch or...
No.
Yep, he's a room temp man.
I know this now.
Yeah.
He likes his chocolates not melted. Sprites shaken?
Shaken.
Not stirred.
Yes.
You know I can't see.
and a little bit of campfire trash talk.
Yes.
A touch.
Dude, he is good at that.
Yeah. He's not afraid to bust you if you're not catching fish.
I love it, man. I'm telling you, he kept me accountable the whole time. I was like, dude, I'm really slacking. I'm like not doing good at fishing. And Drew's let me know.
Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite is when J.O. went later in the evening, he went out by himself and tried to do some fishing and came back. And Drew was like, so, hey, J.O., how many fish did you catch? Just knowing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah. Are you sure about that?
I mean, hung him out to dry, right? He let him know. He's keeping tabs on you, keeping receipts. Yeah. He knows the total count.
Well, I did go fishing the other day. I had to feel better about myself. And I'll tell you, I caught 7 brim in like 8 minutes. So,
well
have to take you to that spot, Drew.
Yeah, get you back on some of these fish, man. Get that rod wet again. But, I mean, it was perfect night. I mean, same, perfect morning. That elevation out there at 1210, which is what's Grant's name for it.
Yeah, I named it 1210.
Like absolutely perfect. It's not too cold, not too hot. We had Taylor show up that night, too. We saw some talented folks around the campfire, man. I was like, Taylor's over there picking and singing. Then you got Caleb picking. You got Grant over here picking. You know, I was like, dang, man, there is a lot of talented folks around here. You know, 3 dudes, 1 guitar. That was fun. You know, it was good. You know, like, but that's what it's all about for us. You know, like that people coming together. Taylor was mixing up cocktails if you wanted one. Probably some of the best old fashions I've ever had.
Good.
His wife saying just beyond kind. And it's cool to have these people, like I said, just jump in the trip with us and kind of be there while they're there or while we're there, and then kind of go our separate ways when the directions change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Drew taught him Bunny Whoop
at
the campsite. It was good.
If y'all don't know Bunny Whoop, y'all need to figure it out, because it is coming to
don't be giving away our trade secrets.
Yeah, don't give it away, Drew.
Show them how it looks, though. Show the people.
I did that to my sisters and my mom at dinner.
Got them.
Yes.
We got them for a little bit, didn't we?
Yeah, they were so confused, but they did like the wrong move.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Well, and I was confused when you guys taught it to us, so it took us a little bit of time to figure
same.
It out.
I was terrible.
It's subtle. It's subtle. It's one of those things. I mean, that last little bit's when it all comes down to
the little details matter.
Y'all come camp with us and we'll teach you.
Ask us Bunny Whoop at a show, we'll teach you. You can come show us at the end of a show, wherever you see us. I don't think you'll get it first try.
Not at all.
You know, so those games are fun to play. Then the green glass room, also a fun one, a little tricky.
Green glass door.
Room works.
Room works too.
Room works.
Room does work.
Yeah, that's all we're gonna say.
Yeah.
It's all
right. So seriously, man, that night was just, you know, back to basics. That whole day really was fun, start to finish, hanging out at the fly shop, everybody getting jazzed, Drew getting into fish, Frank being the best fisherman, me being the worst, Joe, somewhere in there. And I thought I had the best day ever. So it was like, man, that's like that saying, right? Like a bad day fishing, better than a good day. You know, it's like, dude, I'd stand out here all day long. You look around at the reservoir.
Plenty to see out there, too.
I mean, soak it up. And then what we do day after that? Oh, we went over to Ophir Pass. So we woke up. What I loved about this trip is we were shooting content, but we were never pushing a schedule or anything. I mean, it was very...
Well, like you said, you can have a game plan and a schedule, but it always changes. Yeah. Too many factors.
It wouldn't have worked.
Have a plan. I guess good to have a plan, but I thought everything worked like it was supposed to be, you know, where we're supposed to be and everything. And went up and did Ophir Pass, and it's nothing difficult, nothing crazy, but once you get to the backside of it, kind of on that Telluride side, I mean, it's absolutely beautiful, the way the mountain's kind of falling off the hillside there.
The rock change too was awesome. Like you kind of called it out before, and then it was every bit of what you said it was.
Well, like I said, the first half, you know, coming from the Urace side, man, I mean, it's kind of like a forest road, you know, it's kind of a lot like what we'd seen. And then, it's just very unique on that backside. The sound of the rock moving under your tires is so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll just kind of crackle. And then, you know, really, one of my favorite things about the passes is all those really wide open valleys, you know, you can just see for miles and it almost looks fake until you actually get up on it.
Right,
man. Those are just so beautiful. We'll make sure to post videos. I'll just say
Hollywood skies everywhere, man. Look, yeah. Like the clouds are painted, you know, I mean, it's very surreal to be standing there. You know, I think we all said, I know, kind of going backwards, but I know when we jumped out of California Pass the first time, we jumped out, cameras in hand, about to get a bunch of content, and I think no pictures were taken. You know, it's like I think we were all just staring.
And I mean, I was trying to explain it to Morgan too. I was like, think about all the emotions that you can experience, and when you get out and look at that, you get them all.
Yeah,
That's a very good way to put it. Like you're kind of speechless at first.
Yeah,
you're just like, wow, didn't expect this.
When your problems go away, you feel small in a good way.
Yeah.
I love that feeling.
Yeah, it was great.
And it said it takes that, right? Remind you how big the world is. You stand in some of these places, you're like, holy smokes, man. I'm just a small grain of sand in this whole thing. So
that's right.
It's, I mean, super cool. But, I mean, Ophir was the same. And then back in Telluride, cost a little lunch. You know.
It's good.
Always parking the rigs in Telluride if y'all go up there in the summer.
Neck breakers.
Yeah.
That's right. That's the name of our group now, the neck breakers.
Neck breakers.
Yeah. I mean, that's it.
It is cool to, like, you know, you kind of have a posse of vehicles running through town, and it kind of just stops and they all start staring, and you're like, I feel like we've accomplished what we need to here.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, we're getting the attention, it's not about that. It's about, you know, us enjoying our time and having fun and, you know,
building
cool stuff. Like, that's
build cool shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, man, J.O. and I witnessed it this morning. Those trucks just do that. They, you know, people can't help themselves but to look at it. I pulled it into Toyota today for the oil change. And I was talking to Grant. I mean, as soon as I got the nose of that thing in, dude, every one of them service riders head straight to the left trying to peep this Tundra, you know, and then the Tacoma shows up right behind it. Dude, now you got people up out of their chairs, you know, like
offered to buy it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, right. It's like, dude, they look right. I mean, even coming back, dude, me and J.O.'s sitting by probably 15 guys on Harleys. Every one of them heads to the left, checking out these backwoods trucks, you know.
And man, they just make people smile. You know, like when I pulled up behind you in the service lane this morning, the guy that was getting in the truck, I mean, I'm talking the biggest smile. And I remember my initial reaction was like, man, if I had that much joy, like, dude, that'd be incredible. And then I realized, oh, wait, he is stoked on these trucks. And I pull up into the service lane, and just like Mo said, everyone's out of their seats. One dude's rolling up. I mean, I can't even get out of the truck before he's like already asking, like,
I mean, people walking it, right?
Yeah. Asking, man, do you guys do videos? What's your YouTube channel? You know, what's your Instagram?
Yeah.
You know, I tell them, and man, they were pumped on it.
Beyond excited. I mean, picking him up, he goes, I'm going to go home and watch all your videos tonight. You know, it's like, all right, man, come on with it.
Yeah. Education. That's what it's about.
Dude, it was like I said, I mean, just it was a work trip, you know, but man, it was so good to get out there, connect with everybody that's sitting here, everybody that came through. You know, it's like we've said before, Grant said a million times, like, that's who we are, man. We are those folks. We want to camp. We want to hang. We want to be outside. You know, this isn't just like a front we put on from 8 to 5. You know, it's like, man, we enjoy what we get to do, love that we get to work at this place. You know, you're like, and come up with the products, you know, and try and solve people's issues, you know, out there in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, it was gold. I mean, yeah, looking back on it, you know, I've got a phone full of photos, videos, some of the stuff we're starting to see from Caleb, you know, every time we get a little snippet, you can watch it, you know, and it just runs back through your head this whole trip of how awesome it was. And I know I mentioned it out there, you know, it's like, man, it's like you want to know that you're living in that moment, you know, because nobody will ever tell you how good you have it, and you don't realize it until after the time's gone, right? But it's like, dude, that week was one of those times where you're like, man, be conscious of what we're doing, where we're at, you know, because it's like, dude, we're fortunate, right? You know, to be doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, every day, I mean, our goal here is to have fun.
Yeah.
Do things that build each other up, have mm-hmm. an enjoyable time. We're here all day, every day, so why not make it a blast and
yeah.
build really cool stuff? I mean, I think our imagination takes us in all kinds of places that, you know, we could never think about in times.
Yeah.
You're just
yeah.
like, wow, how did we get here? But,
right.
you know, looking back at, like, where we started, where, you know, how far we've come, what we've changed, and mm-hmm. even what's getting ready to come up next. Like, I think there's a lot of big things that, you know, we're going to show everybody soon.
Surprise.
There's a new surprise coming that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That I'm just, you know, Morgan and I are super stoked about it. Just when the first time, you know, we thought about it, it was just like, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
And then actually getting to see it happen and, you know, what's next. And then, you know, maybe we'll build vehicles one day too. Who knows?
Right.
Like, there's some cool stuff. But yeah. I definitely think, like, you know, if you think about it, like, we just got to live out people's dreams.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And not, don't take that for granted.
No, like, gosh, no.
So fortunate to get to do that and then get to do it with each other. And, you know,
yeah.
Just sitting around the campfire, you know, multiple times, having great conversations.
Every
just,
night. Every know, evening. Yeah. You know,
that's what it's about.
Yeah, every moment 100%. For me, like, seriously, was like a pinch me moment a lot of times. Yeah. The whole time I was like, man, I remember like dreaming about this type of stuff when I was a kid, and now I'm doing it.
Yeah.
You know? Throwing a fly rod into a stream that's in Colorado coming straight off the mountains. Like, are you kidding me? Like,
yeah.
It's like, man.
Yeah.
Well, one thing too, like, I don't want to toot your horn that much, but I'm going to. Having your owner come to these trips and participate is massive. I mean, we know the industry really well. We know owners that are just, they're not really present, right? Having him there and like, and his son and like experiencing all that together, like we said at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
That's what it's about, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's like, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all both have sons, so I know y'all both connect on that, you know, like father, son time out in the woods, catching fish. Like I said, I know you know, we've got a ton of photos of everybody, everything. And it's like, dude, just to flash back through them and look, and you're just like, gosh, I can't believe we stood there and did that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, went over there and did this, man. Just very lucky.
Well, and Drew, man, you did really well. Like, seriously, my hat is off to you because, dude, 5 days camping, that's a lot for most adults.
Yeah.
I mean, for you being, you said you're what, 9, 10?
I'm 9.
9? Yeah. No offense, Oliver, but there's no way I can get There's no way I could get my son to go camp for 5 days. I promise you. We'd be at a hotel by day two. So, you know, it's like, seriously, my hat is off to you, man. You did awesome.
Yeah, crushed, right? It's a lot of neat things, man. Sleeping in the tent, figuring out your sleeping bag, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Getting comfy, staying in the blankets.
Yeah.
Milk snacks.
Yep.
Chocolates.
Bears.
Bears.
I'm just saying.
Maybe time check.
We got
check.
7 minutes to get into Jared's paranoia. That may be cutting it close.
Yeah. So this is probably the funniest thing of the trip. So hang on.
So we get to this campsite, the first campsite we meet Chris at, and we know that there's a bear that lives up there because Kathy warned us about it last year. And night one, J.O. is like, sends us a text message like 2:15. Guys, I think the bear's here, man. Like, I think he just tried to get in my tent. We wake up the next morning. We're just, you know, giving him the
bull crap.
You know,
yeah.
Full of it. And then, I mean, so every night, JL kind of on this paranoia.
But like, there was a group next to us that said,
that didn't help things.
Yeah, Raphael.
So yeah. He's like, I think bear came in about 2 something. And yeah.
Validated that.
Well, Raphael Senior, I'll tell you, like, did not help it because really, I was not super nervous about this bear. But we went over the first night. We were hanging out with Raphael and his son and his friends, and Raphael tells me, he goes, "Yeah, man, I sleep with an AK in my tent," and I'm like, "I don't even have a gun with me, man. Like, right. What do you mean you sleep with an AK? You know?" And then he starts telling me about, "Oh yeah, man, this bear came up a couple of days ago, kind of, you know." roughed us up a little bit, you know, didn't actually like touch them, but like was messing with their tents and stuff. So I'm like, dude, like these are not the top bears we have back in Arkansas.
Worst case scenario, right?
Yeah. So yeah. And then that ends up having that same night. And then, yeah, sure enough, next day, Raphael, after I texted them at 2:15 with text proof, you know, Raphael tells me, goes, proof. Yeah, man, round
text
two.
Text proof.
Text yeah. proof.
Well, he's like, yeah, man. Like, he's like, round two in the morning, that bear came over and shook my tent like crazy. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. What
am I dreaming? No. Oh, it was too good. I mean, every night. And then.
So he's on edge like every day.
Yeah. Lo and behold, man, we're coming back. Grant and I come back with our wives. We get to camp early, kind of lock it down. And sure enough, man, we're standing around the camp. And
I made some ramen.
Yeah, Grant makes this ramen to stink up the whole valley. And sure enough, guess he shows up, the old sweet bear. Well, and I run him off, and he comes back, and I run him off again. And J.O. and his wife show up, and so we're like... We're gonna tell him, you know, we saw the bear, and we're like, dude, Joe, we just saw the bear, and Joe, man, he's telling us BS, man, no way, you know, BS, there's no way, we're just pulling on his leg, because I mean, this has been
well,
days
it, of we were noise. Razzing him every day,
every chance
we had,
yeah.
So. Well, and at that point, I'd gotten like pretty past the bear a little bit. I was like starting to not care so much about this bear,
indeed. We show him a video of this bear walking around the campsite. Jam, man, he comes to life, dude. Flashlight on his phone.
Anything that illuminated the light, he's looking in the forest for this bear.
Immediately goes and gets the light that's been dead in the back of the truck for probably at least a day. All of a sudden, it is priority one to get charged up. Grant's bank. You know, we're like, charge this up. Taylor gave him one of those bear horns. And I swear it did make it a half hour before that thing was ate up. And then, dude, behold, in the morning.
J.O.'s wife, though, trying to set up camp all by herself. J.O. is not helping. He is concerned about this bear. That dynamic was hilarious.
Hey, dude, I was securing the perimeter, okay? Like, I was looking around. Well, because honestly, I'm not kidding you. I thought you guys were absolutely full of crap. To the point... where somehow I tricked my brain into thinking you guys made some AI video of this bear at our campsite. Like when you first initially showed it to me, and then I had a realization, no, that bear really did show up, you know? So I'm not normally like a super paranoid person, but
paranoid.
You know, we don't have the bears like they do out in Colorado, and definitely not the real bears like they have further up north.
Yeah. Well, the bear didn't care, man. Like I had my sidearm on me and I shot two shots and did not care. It didn't even like break a stride.
No. I mean, like, I really think yelling was like the best thing.
No, just yelled at it.
We've already got a bear. And I mean, that was crazy, man. That was crazy. Yeah. Standing eye to eye with the bear, same. Something I'll always remember. You know, they are big animals, their heads are big. That's mostly what my takeaway was. I was like, golly, you got a big old head. I didn't tell it that, right? You're not trying to offend anybody, but you know, in my head, right? You know, but I mean, you know, it's crazy. Such a curious animal. You could tell, I mean, just curious, you know, just want to know what we had, you know, and really, you know, it's like, I think we could have probably settled everything over some Oreos if it had it shown up. You know, to get this ramen. Right. Dude, it wanted the ramen. But I mean, epic trip, man.
Great trip.
Pretty yeah, awesome. Amazing time. Trip. Chris, Drew, both y'all crushed. Thank y'all for coming on, kind of sharing your bits and pieces with it. Keep showing everybody Bunny Whoop. Don't give them the secret.
That's right, Drew. Yep. Educate all your friends.
Absolutely.
Well, that pretty much wraps it up, man. I feel good about it.
Yeah, man, absolutely. And guys, check us out on backwoodsadventuremods.com. Instagram is backwoodsadventuremods. YouTube, as always, is backwoodsadventuremods. So, yeah, give us a shout. If you guys ever have any questions or need any help, give us a holler.
Love y'all.
Later. Peace.